Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Could a blind person guide a blind person? Will they not both fall into the pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you not notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but you do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. Of school. Good job.
Third week.
How did I miss a couple of weeks? Wow. Third week. That's even better. Two more weeks than I thought. That's great. All right. So on to today's gospel. How many of you have ever gotten a splinter in your finger? Anybody? Wow. Just about everybody. I have gotten a splinter in my finger. Really? Wow. And when I was your age, I had to have either one of my parents help take it out, and they might have used tweezers or maybe a needle to take it out, or sometimes it got infected. Ooh, that's not nice at all. That gets me ugly. And then you might even have to go to the doctor to get it out. So a splinter is a very, very, very small piece of wood, right? A splinter is a very small piece of wood, right? Okay, good. Now let's talk about beams, shall we? Have you ever seen a beam? Anybody in here ever seen a beam? Really? Okay, hold on. You've seen a beam. Where did you see this beam? Okay. Anybody want to tell me where they've seen a beam? Where have you seen a beam?
My tuna lake.
Well, those aren't beams. Let's try back here. Actually, let's try this side. Beam.
I once saw a bee like around my pool.
No, not bee.
Beam.
Beam.
In
your gymnastics area, okay? Anybody else? Anybody seen a beam real recently? Let's go way back. Let's go way back here, get my steps in. Hold on. People back here say they've seen a beam. Where have you seen a beam?
Right there.
Right there. Wow. Look at those beams. Those are pretty good-sized beams, aren't they? Yes. So, a beam is a big thing, and a splinter is a small thing. So if I had a beam in my eye, I guess that'd cover all my eyes, it would be pretty hard for me to take a splinter out of somebody's finger, wouldn't it? Yeah. So what we're hearing today is, it's really hard for you to help somebody else or talk to somebody else when you got your own problems to deal with. And sometimes most of the time, we have to deal with our own problems first, right? And then when our own problems are taken care of, then we can go and we can help somebody else. So if I had that great big piece of wood in my eye, I wouldn't even be able to see you right now. I mean, it'd be worse than this, because right now you're just kind of blurry. But with that beam in my eye, I mean, you'd be covered. I wouldn't even know if you were there or not. So what have we learned? We learned that before I can go and help somebody else with what they need in their life, I got to get my own act together. I got to look at things that I'm not doing right and go, Lord, help me take care of those. And then once I've taken care of those, then I can go to my friends and say, what can I help you with? Right? Wow, these guys. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was just, you guys like go to sleep just like that. I just want to check, make sure you're there. Okay, have a great rest of your day.